This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The Washington Farm Bureau is looking back at the recently concluded legislative session down in Olympia and the ongoing efforts to fix the new ag overtime law. Farm Bureau Director of Governmental Affairs Bree Elzey says there was a break of sorts in the $250,000 budget proviso that allowed for up to $20,000 per farm for overtime damages.
The downside is that's what I call a laughable number. If you apply that at $20,000, that's just 12 and a half farms. That obviously isn't going to solve the crisis, the multi-billion dollar crisis that we're experiencing because of agriculture overtime.
But Elzey says, as someone who always looks for the silver lining,
it is an acknowledgement by the legislature that there is a problem. And that's the first crack in the wall that we've needed to really say, okay, we have an acknowledgement. Now are we sitting down and talking? Now are we trying to develop a plan for the future?
And in the past 3 years, Elzey says they've never acknowledged there was even a problem.
So I'm going to focus on the positive, not the fact that the amount is very small, but just focus on the fact that now this is a conversation we can continue and build on and work on together, because that means everybody is now acknowledging that there's a problem.
Again, that's Bree Elzey, Director of Governmental Affairs at the Washington Farm Bureau.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.